At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is VSiN's Long Shots, the world's number one golf betting show, with Wes Reynolds and sometimes Matt Eumanns. Here is Brady Cannon.
Welcome into Long Shots, the world's number one rated golf betting show, right here on VSiN, the sports betting network. I am Brady Cannon, along with Wes Reynolds. And Wes, we have reached the final week, the final event of the 2021-2022 PGA Tour golf season. It is the Tour Championship at East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta, Georgia. The top 30 players in the FedEx Cup standings will make up the field after the top 70 competed last week at the BMW Championship, trying to earn a spot into this week's grand finale. And one unfortunate casualty, Will Zalatoris, he withdrew last week from the BMW with back pain, and he has done so again. He did so on Tuesday morning, removing himself from the Tour Championship with what is thought to be two herniated discs in his back, and he will also miss the President's Cup in a few weeks. A really tough blow, my friend, for this young star who just earned his first career victory 2 weeks ago in Memphis.
Yeah, and he was going to start third in the FedEx Cup point standings, by the way, and we'll describe it a little bit more in detail as we get on with the show. It is staggered scoring format based on how many FedEx Cup points you have. So Will Zalatoris, who is third in the points, was going to start out at 7 under par this week because there are two different markets. There's the ones with starting strokes. So essentially, that's the one to win the FedEx Cup. And then there's the 72-hole low score market. But Will Zalatoris, you know, gets his first win 2 weeks ago and has a great opportunity, obviously only three back, to go ahead and win the FedEx Cup, but is going to have to miss that, going to have to miss the President's Cup. So Davis Love III will have a decision here in 2 weeks. Six captains picks, by the way. Six have automatically qualified. So somebody, Will Zalatoris was obviously going to be selected as a captain's pick. So somebody is going to have to replace him. So we'll see that decision in a couple of weeks.
Patrick Cantlay was your winner in Wilmington, Delaware last week, bettering Scott Stallings and holding off Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler. He moves into the number two spot in the FedEx Cup point standings, right behind Scheffler. And with the adjusted scoring start this week in Atlanta, Cantlay will now begin the event at East Lake at 8 under par, two shots behind Scheffler, who begins at 10 under. You mentioned Zalatoris. He would have been in the third position, starting at 7 under. Xander Schauffele, he arrives at the fourth spot in the FedEx Cup standings, and Wes, he'll begin at 6 under par.
And one thing to clear up, I know I've been asked this a little bit on social media, on the Twitter machine, at Wes Reynolds and the number one. There is no alternate here this week. There is no replacement because Zalatoris dropped out. So you don't see them; these guys move up. So nobody is going to start at 7 under. So everybody's going to start where they were. It's just taking Zalatoris out of the field, and there's also no alternate. So tough luck kind of for Shane Lowry, who is the right outside the top 30. He would have been the one if they were to do that and put a player in. They do not. So we are going to have 29 players, at least as of right now, in case somebody else may withdraw. We did have Cameron Smith, of course, withdraw last week at the BMW. As far as we know, as we record this show, Cameron Smith is scheduled to play at Eastlake.
As far as the handicap for me this week, West, I looked at strokes gained off the tee, total driving, strokes gained on the par fours, of course, this being a par 70 course. I looked at scrambling, putting, and greens in regulation gained. The correlated courses I looked at were TPC River Highlands, where they play the Travelers, Sedgefield Country Club, where they play the Wyndham, the Summit Club, that was home to the CJ Cup here in Las Vegas last year, and then, of course, TPC Sawgrass, where they hold the Players.
Yeah, for me, in terms of correlated courses, I think all of those make sense. I used TPC Southwind a little bit where they were at Memphis a couple weeks ago, simply because of the Zoya grass in the fairways and whatnot, very similar. A little bit of Quail Hollow, Sheshan International, where they play the WGC event over in China. If you're looking for Donald Ross designs, maybe not direct correlations, but Aronimink, Detroit, Oak Hill, Pinehurst 2, Plainfield, Sedgefield, like you mentioned for the Wyndham. Reese Jones did do the redesign here. So Aronimink, Baltusrol, Bellerive, the Blue Course at Congressional, several different redesigns that Reese Jones has done. In terms of stats, I also looked at total driving. I thought that these fairways are relatively narrow. Some of the more narrowest on tour, I think they're about maybe 24 to 25 feet wide. So you've got to be accurate as well as long, because this is a par 70, and it's a long course for a par 70, about 73-46 from the tips here. So I looked at total driving. I looked at strokes gained ball striking, which is off the tee plus approach. Looked a little bit at approach, looked at a little bit at strokes gained tee to green, a lot more general stats this week, and then proximity gain from 200 or more yards, and also strokes gained par four. In terms of around the green, putting, this is not a really hard course in which to putt. The speed is relatively reasonable, 12 on the stint meter, so I don't think the speed's going to be too fast nor too slow for these guys. But I did look at scrambling gain, because you are going to miss the greens here. The greens are a little bit over 6,000 square feet, so not big nor small, kind of in the middle. But because if you miss the fairway, it is hard to get the approach on the rough, I think scrambling gain is going to be very important this week.
Well, and the traditional Donald Ross design runoff areas around the green as well. So you'll need a deft touch around the green. Scrambling certainly made it onto my card as far as one of the stats I looked at this week. It is time to kick off our member guest segment and bring in another voice into the conversation. Joining us once again, I believe it's the third season in a row, it's Mackenzie Kramer. He is the producer of ESPN's Daily Wager show, and you can follow him on Twitter at MacNova. Mackenzie, thank you very much for joining us once again this season. A very interesting handicap this week with the adjusted scoring to begin the event. Now, we know the golf course very well. It's been the site of the Tour Championship for the past 21 seasons. But how do you approach the handicap this week with only 29 players in the field and the players already starting with a number of strokes in their pocket according to their position in the FedEx Cup standings?
Hey, thank you for having me on. And yeah, I mean, I could change my approach completely compared to how I normally like to handicap golf courses. I mean, or typically what I like to do is I look to try to find reasons to fade the top of the board and try to hammer that, you know, 20-1 to 60-1 range. But you only have 29 guys and the players are getting starting strokes. It's really hard to really go that far down the board this week, especially since the guys getting the starting strokes are the best players in the world. It's like you're giving the, you know, it's not JT Poston and Sahith Tagala are starting 10-under and 8-under. It's Scotty Scheffler and Patrick Cantlay. So the elite guys who are already playing very well are getting a head start. So you really don't want to go that far down the board this week. And if you do, I'm looking for guys who have kind of ceiling outcomes among players. Who can go really low this week? Can a guy gain 15, 16 strokes in the field if they put it all together? So if I do want to go further down the board, I'm looking more for guys who have a lot of upside.
Yeah, Mackenzie, I'm with you, because I found that it was very hard with the starting strokes market, where like Scotty Scheffler's 5-2 plus 250. I found it very hard necessarily to back those guys, because those guys know they have a lead. So you do worry that they're going to play at least a little bit defensive, knowing that they have a lead on some of these guys that really have to have that sense of urgency to go low here. So did you elect to concentrate on the without starting strokes market? Because that's what I went to this week.
I did a little bit of both. I actually did more with the starting strokes market. I mean, it's you always kind of want to have the golfers have the same motivation as you as the better. I mean, you don't always get that with sports with like spreads like NFL and things like that. But, you know, a guy isn't necessarily chasing the low 72 hole score. They're trying to get the
sure.
You know, the $18 million up top. So, you know, if you're one shot out of the lead there, you're chasing that. So you might be taking more chances that could potentially, you know, hurt your chance of losing the without starting strokes market. But, you know, I kind of looked at both markets this week, though. I did actually kind of like a couple of the plays in the with starting strokes market. So I kind of mixed the two, honestly, this week.
Mackenzie, you mentioned the starting strokes market, and of course, Scottie Scheffler tops the board, the number one player as far as FedEx Cup points. He starts at 10 under par, and you also mentioned you don't want to go down the board too far. I found the same problem. What was your cutoff point? How far can you go down? Do you go down to somebody at minus four that starts off six shots off the pace, or to minus three, seven shots off the pace? How far do you think you can go before you think it's kind of an unrealistic chance?
Four under is kind of where I've been going the last couple of years, and this year in particular. I also like a bunch of the guys at four under this week, so it's kind of easy to merge the two. The one little wrinkle this week that you didn't get in the past three tour championships is that the guy at seven under this week, Will Zalatoris, isn't playing. So that's one fewer elite player that these guys pretty far down the board have to chase. So, you know, maybe there's a better chance for guys down pretty far down the leaderboard to actually come back this year as opposed to previous years. But, you know, we've seen this tournament 3 years with starting strokes, and the winners have come in 5 under, 10 under, and 10 under. So the leader entering the week has won each of the last 2 years. So it's always it sounds nice on paper to say, hey, just make up two shots on the leader every day and, you know, grind your way up to the lead. But, you know, making up two strokes on guys like Scottie Scheffler every day is a little bit more – it's easier said than done. So I think four under is kind of where I'm looking at, which leaves off some guys like John Rahm and Justin Thomas, who, you know, I'm not really touching this week.
Yeah, Mackenzie mentioned it, Brady. 2019, the first year they did this format, Rory McIlroy started at 5 under par and was able to actually win, had the lowest gross score at 267. Also caught the leader, Xander Schauffele, by the way, finished runner-up. So, yeah, Mac, you got an instant wrinkle this week because Rory McIlroy is the favorite in the low 72 market. Of course, Scottie Scheffler being number one in the FedEx Cup points is number one in the starting strokes market. So when you look at the adjusted scoring, where did you start with the starting strokes market?
So with the starting strokes market, I look really hard at Rory McIlroy. I mean, I do think that he makes a lot of sense this week, but I end up going with Xander Schauffele instead. I mean, just because his course history, which is not always the thing I like to look at, but it's really hard to ignore when it comes to Schauffele. He averages over two strokes gained per round in this event, which is absolutely unheard of. It's about over a half stroke better than anybody in this field. He's only got two guys ahead of him on the leaderboard, and his recent form has been really, really good. So it's really hard to look past Xander Schauffele at 6 under, especially since you're getting a better price than you are on either Scheffler or Cantlay. So that's kind of where I'm starting this card. And then there's a couple guys at 4 under that I like. And the first guy I clicked on this week was Tony Finau. I mean, this is a guy that in three of his last eight starts, he's gained at least 17 strokes in the field, won a Rocket Mortgage, another Donald Ross course, won the 3M Open. Not that that's a course comp for this week, but still, he's shown the ability to go really, really low and recently, and he's shown the ability to win. And I think 22-1 is a very fair number for him at 4 under. I mean, I know he's 18-1 a lot of places, but I caught a 22 earlier today, and I love that bet. I'd still take it at 18, which is what I'm seeing in most places. And the other guy that I like at 4 under, a little bit of a longer shot, Cameron Young. I caught a 55-1 on him today.
Wow.
He's got 7 top 3 finishes without a win. He was tied for second at the Rocket Mortgage as well. The only other time he's played a Donald Ross course. Obviously, it's only a one event sample, so you can't read that much into it. But this is another guy who, when he's hot, he can go really, really low. I said 7 top 3 finishes. He's gained at least 13 strokes to the field 5 times this season. And he's a great driver. I heard you guys talking right before I came on. And I think total driving is probably the number one stat I'm going for this week. I want guys who can stay in the fairway and have that distance. And Cameron Young definitely fits both those categories. So at 55-1, at 4 under, I like that number a lot for him.
Yeah, Cameron Young, number one in the field in strokes gained off the tee this week. Mackenzie, anybody that you're fading this week, either they're not in good form or you don't think they're a good fit for the golf course. And it's kind of interesting to say somebody not in good form because just about everybody here has made a push at the end of the season here to get into the top 30. However, there are some guys guys that have kind of been sitting in that catbird seat all season long and may have come off the boil just a little bit in the last month or so.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to phrase it. It's very hard to find guys you really want to fade because you're either fading an elite golfer who's kind of in average form or you're fading one of these, you know, average golfers who's playing above their heads right now. But a couple guys I'm looking at fading, Max Homa. He's been a pretty inconsistent golfer throughout his career. He's lost the last three events on approach. Like he tends to pop and win when he's doing really well, but I also think that he can have a little bit more downside than some of these guys around his range in the odds board. So I think Homa's a guy that I'm looking to go against. I already went with Victor Hovland in a head-to-head against him. That's the only head-to-head I've bet so far this week. And the other guy who I haven't really seen the head-to-heads on him, but as a guy I'm looking to fade, is Cameron Smith. And Cameron Smith's a guy I faded all year, and it's kind of cost me a lot because he continues to play at, you know, one of the highest levels in the sport this year. But he withdrew last week from a no-cut event with an injury, which that's a red flag for me that if you're going to be passing up that free money. And the other thing, too, is out of all the guys who are among the top 10 golfers in the world, these elite guys, he's the one who sprays his driver the most. And at this course, we talked about how driving accuracy is so important and distance. And I think Cameron Smith has the worst driver among the guys near the top of the leaderboard and near the top of the odds board. So Smith is a guy that if I start to see some good head-to-heads with him, I'm probably going to look to fade him.
So, Mackenzie, I know you mentioned you approach both markets a little bit this week, the starting stroke market. So essentially to win the FedEx Cup and then the low 72 market. So go ahead and give us your top four outrights, even though having four is a lot in a field of only 29.
Yeah, I kind of just gave the three that I've made so far with Xander, Cameron Young, and Tony Finau. Finau, I'm actually splitting my exposure both with the outright to win market and in the without starting strokes market. I think minus four is kind of where there's not really that much of a difference between the two odds. I'm kind of just splitting it up that way in case he goes really low but doesn't quite catch Scheffler. I can win both ways. But the one guy I bet in the non-starting strokes market that I have not bet the other one is Colin Morikawa, who I caught a 28-1 to him on DraftKings earlier today. And in a 29-person field, I mean, that's basically saying that he's an average golfer in this field. And when Morikawa's going, he's one of the best golfers in the world. I mean, 28-1 is the number they get on him on majors. And I do think his form is starting to come around a little bit. He did get a fifth at the FedEx St. Jude. And last week, he was starting to – he looked like he was going to put together another pretty good finish last week. And then he just completely fell apart in the back nine, put up a 10 on a par five. And I think that's kind of keeping his number down a little bit. And I think that provides a little bit of value on Morikawa. He's had a bit of a disappointing season, and I don't like to bet back guys who aren't in great form at the FedEx Cup playoffs because usually in the FedEx Cup playoffs, the guys typically tend to ride great form, and that's who wins these events. But I think Morikawa's form is starting to come around, and that number, it's hard to avoid him at 28-1, and even 25-1, I think, is a good bet on Morikawa.
Yeah, I agree with you about the form in these FedEx Cup playoffs. It does seem to be kind of a momentum ride for these guys at the top of the points list. Patrick Cantlay, of course, winning last week. Scotty Scheffler's been playing well. I kind of went with some form guys this week as well. So your four plays there, Xander, Cam Young, Finau, and Morikawa. Morikawa only in the 72-hole low score market, and Finau in both the 72-hole and the starting strokes market. And then you've got Victor Hovland over Max Homa in a head-to-head, correct?
That's what I have this week so far, though. I still got one more day to add some more plays for this. So, but this is usually a week where I tend to go pretty low exposure just because with the 29-fan field, I tend to go a little bit further down the board. So this is kind of a light week for me, even though it's a heavy week for the players' wallets. But I'm going to keep it a little bit light in terms of our betting card this week.
No, I'm with you there as well. I've dumbed it down this week as well. The starting strokes is tough, and I just think it's kind of a harder event to bet in total, but certainly fun to watch the final 30 players in the FedEx Cup points and enjoy Eastlake. Mr. Mackenzie Kramer, and thank you once again for joining us here on Long Shots, my friend.
Appreciate you having me on again, and I'll probably talk to you next year again for Eastlake, hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you, Mac.
You got it. Sounds good. When we come back, we're going to go across the pond. Yes, the European Tour is in action this week as well. Wes will have his plays for the Omega European Masters when we return right here on Long Shots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome back to Long Shots. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you covering the Tour Championship and also the DP World Tour as we head across the pond to take a look at the Omega European Masters in Switzerland this week. Wes, what did you do here across the pond? Yeah. I know you had a near miss last week.
Yeah, hopefully a better result in terms of getting an outright as we had a 70-1 on Gavin Green, led most of the weekend. Saturday's round in Prague at the Czech Masters did get rained out, so they only did 54 holes, so you're like, okay, you feel better with the 3-shot lead with 18 to play rather than 36 to play. And Gavin Green held the lead for most of the final round, but found his water or found water with the tee shot on 14, missed a 5-foot bogey, fell back to a share of the lead. Max Kiefer, the German, makes birdie on 17, but Gavin Green had one more shot on 18, stiffs it to inside 10 feet, but his birdie putt lipped out. So Max Kiefer, who is a guy that I bet relatively frequently on the DP World Tour over the years, 60-1 ends up getting a winner for him. He'd made 249 DP World Tour starts without a victory, so now he gets at least in the winner's circle. Gavin Green will have to settle for another time. Back-to-back runners-up, too, because he was runner-up in the Asian Invitational Series over in Singapore the week before. So Kiefer not in the field this week. Green is. I don't know if I'm going to go back to Green. I wonder if that scar tissue back-to-back weeks on different continents getting second-place finishes, if maybe he's a fade this week. So I didn't use him. The Omega European Masters, as you mentioned, Brady, it was founded as the Swiss Open, so it's actually played in the Swiss Alps. Crans-sur-Sierre Golf Club, which is a really beautiful golf course, if you watch.
It's at elevation, right?
Yes, it is. It's in Montana, Switzerland. That's about a two-hour east drive of Geneva. And Seve Ballesteros redesigned this track back in 1997. It was originally designed in 1908. Par 70, 68-48, played at altitude in the Swiss Alps. Tree line, undulating test, very tiny greens, about 10-6 on the stint meter, too, so they run pretty darn slow. You've got bent grass POA greens guarded by bunkers, runoff areas. So four of the par fours measure less than 400 yards. Two stretch over 500 yards. So you have varying lengths on this course. So has been interesting. I think six of the last 12 have been won by Scandinavians. So you look at some of the leaderboard. Rasmus Højgaard won here. Sebastian Soderberg, Alexander Norén, Thomas Bjorn, a couple of occasions. So Scandinavians have done very well here. So for my card, I did have a couple of them a little bit deeper down the board, but Romain Longhass, 35-1, hadn't played since about 4 weeks ago where he was 14th at the Hero Open, 9 top 20s, 5 top 10s on the DP World Tour this season. Form's been good all around, 8th on tour for strokes gained tee to green, 9th on approach, 5th on scrambling. Antoine Rosner, another Frenchman, 45-1. He was 13th last week in Prague, but actually led the field for both strokes gained approach and strokes gained tee to green. So what does that tell you? He was dead last on the greens last weekend. So some modest improvements, because these are not Because these are slower greens. These aren't necessarily hard to putt.
I'm guessing that they keep them so slow because if you're so high up in elevation in the Alps,
these are
gonna
roll.
To get some wind.
Yeah, these are going to roll, and a lot of bad putts. So, look, they don't want it to be too tough, but the ball striking's been good over the last couple months for Rosner, so I'm on him. Also at 45-1, Matt Wallace, who is the unlucky number 126 in the FedEx Cup point standings where you got to be inside the 125, but his last two starts on the DP World Tour, because he's played predominantly on the PGA Tour this year. Last two starts, he was 18th at the European Open and 5th at the Dutch Open, respectively. So he's only 3 weeks removed from a top 10 at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. So that was against a better field than this one. So I think he relishes the drop in class here. Marcus Kinholt, 50-1. A guy from Sweden, Scandinavian player, like I said, 6 of the last 12. Kinholt's finished 10th and 12th at this event in recent years. At the Kazoo Classic 3 starts ago, he was 3rd, and then he missed a cut at Northern Ireland. Then he was 23rd last week in Prague. So Marcus Kinholt, 50-1. Guido Migliozzi, 60-1. He was 7th here on this course last year. Signs of life over the summer. He's 10th at the Dutch Open. He was 14th at the U.S. Open, was 18th at the Handa World Invitational there in Northern Ireland over his last 7 starts. And then my long shot this week, Lucas Bjergard, 100-1.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, because remember, that great match play effort against Tiger kind of put him on the map, but he's down in like the 400s in the world right now, but he's got 2 top 10s on this course. He was runner-up here back in 2018. He was 3rd in Wales, actually, 3 weeks ago, where we got Callum Shanklin home for a winner. Best finish, though, in a tough 2022. He has missed 13 of 18 cuts, so we're not giving you a guy exactly on good form here, but I think he's maybe a horse for course here.
All right. When we come back, we will dive into our match play segment. All the plays from Wes and myself for the Tour Championship right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is time for the match play segment right here on Long Shots when we go over all of our plays for this week's event, that being the Tour Championship, the final event of the 2021-2022 PGA Tour season. Only 29 players in the field, all trying to hoist the FedEx Cup and collect that $18 million first prize. Our colleague Matt Eumanns does not have any plays this week. He was burned a couple years ago when he was on Xander Schauffele, who actually had the low 72-hole score, but because of the adjusted scoring format, Dustin Johnson was your FedEx Cup champion. So Matt is taking a back seat this week. He's getting ready for football. But Wes, let's dive into the plays that you made.
Yeah, we're going to try to get one more here in the 2021-2022 season. I went exclusively low 72-hole market, and that is also the without starting strokes market. So I found it hard, and I mean, you know, you were talking about Matt when he had Xander Schauffele, who's the best player of the week, but didn't win the FedEx Cup. So what I decided to do was the without starting strokes, and I didn't go too far from the board because Will Zalatoris did withdraw. Some of the guys, a couple of the guys that were ahead of him, they get their prices shortened. So John Rahm, I only got him at 9-1 without starting strokes. He disappointed at the BMW last week, but ended up T8. He was one over par after two rounds. And then he shoots 132, which was 10 under par last week on the weekend. That was two shots better than the entire field in terms of the Saturday and Sunday round. So he was actually the low 72 hole scorer here with Kevin Na at East Lake last year. I believe it was 266, so that was 14 under, because this is a par 70, number one on the tour for total driving. So look, if total driving's important, who better than John Rahm?
I was very thrilled with his resurgence last week. Yeah. He cashed a top 10 finish for me.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And sometimes, you know, he can do that. I remember, I think it was the Memorial. Remember when they did those 2 weeks in a row in Columbus?
Yes.
And that Sunday, shot at like a 64, even though he finished down in the
right
field. And then
the next week. Yep.
Yeah, one at the Memorial on the same course there.
I think
at
you
Muirfield.
And I were both on him that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think momentum, you know, when you get a good round at the end, I think Rahm is a guy that can carry that over. Xander Schauffele, 11-1, also in the without starting strokes market. T3 last week, and I had him at the BMW. He actually shot the low 72 hole score here 2 years ago, as you mentioned. Matt was on him at East Lake. Also, did win the Tour Championship. This was before they changed the format. This was back in 2017. So to sum it up, twice he's had the best 72 hole score here. In his three other appearances, he's finished second, third, and seventh. So he's a horse for the course here at East Lake. Tony Finau, 18-1, also in the without starting strokes market. Finishes of 7th, 15th, 7th, and 14th in the 72-hole scoring across five starts here at East Lake. He's playing the best golf of his career, really.
Really laid an egg last week,
though. He did. But I'm going to put that in the context here. Of course, the triumphs, he won in Detroit, won in Minneapolis, and then was 5th in Memphis. And then he was 28th last weekend. He shot a 77 in the opening round on Thursday. But if you look what he did the last 54 holes, he shot the third-best score in the field, only behind John Rahm and then last week's BMW winner, Patrick Cantlay. So, you know, I'm willing to dismiss that round
yeah,
one
it's
as
basically
just kind of
one bad day.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm dismissing that as. And my fourth guy, I only went with four, Sungjae Im, 22-1, also in the without starting strokes market. Started the good form a few weeks ago. Remember, he was back-to-back at the 3M and the Wyndham in second place. Then made a good start at the FedEx St. Jude, was 12th, was 15th last week at the BMW. At Wilmington, second in the field for total driving. The game off the tee, you know, has been kind of really complimented with a very good short game. Fourth in scrambling, eighth for strokes gained around the green on the PGA Tour this year. In addition, fourth overall on the PGA Tour in par four scoring, 10th in greens in regulation, 19th in proximity of 200-plus yards. Sungjae Im also was not part of that exclusive meeting that we kind of talked about just briefly last week that Tiger Woods kind of led. He was not one of the elite players that were in there. I mean, you had almost all the top names there that remain on the PGA Tour, the Rahms and the Thomases and the McIlroys and whatnot. And I didn't see Sungjae, so I don't know if he is bound for live or maybe he just wasn't at the meeting. I have a feeling he's going to stay, and I think he's going to play very well this week. 22-1 on Sungjae Im.
All right. I stayed exclusively in the strokes or the starting strokes market, played two head-to-head matchups and two outright winners. And like we were talking with our guest, Mackenzie Kramer, hard to go too far down the board because you're just putting yourself so far behind the eight ball to start the tournament. But then again, I didn't necessarily want to play Scottie Scheffler at around 2-1. And I kind of have a feeling that Scheffler may not be able to hold on, but I don't know by the same token who's going to be able to catch him. But I have a guess on a couple of guys. And I also went with Xander Schauffele, West. You, of course, have him in the 72-hole market. I have him in the starting strokes market. Mr. Limited Field, Mr. No Cut Event,
yeah,
Xander
absolutely.
Schauffele. I tried him last week. He almost got home for us. He did play well, ended up finishing third, and I did cash a top 10 on him, but he will come in this week four shots off the pace. He starts at 6 under, and you talked about his form at East Lake. First, seventh, 2 second places, and a fifth. He's also won at River Highlands. That was one of the courses I felt had correlation here. Sets up very similar to East Lake, and he was second back at TPC Sawgrass in 2018. He cracks the top 10 in nearly all the stats I looked at over the course of his last 24 rounds. We know how hot he's been over the summer. So I went back to the well with Schauffele at plus 760, again, in the starting strokes market. And I took Rory McIlroy also in the starting strokes market. I got him at 12-1. He's another East Lake specialist, and I got this number before Willie Z withdrew. So yeah. Now Rory's down to like 8-1. So I felt 12 was a pretty juicy number there.
He was the one that if he beats me, that I might regret playing, because I've actually won with him a couple years ago in this event at a very short price. I think I want to say he was like 9-1. This was back when he did win in 2019. And look, and then the fact that he was five strokes back and still like 9-1 tells you that Rory was in pretty good form and a real good horse for course here. By the way, he did win here in the playoff in 2016 over Kevin Chappell and Ryan Moore. Also was the runner up in 2014 to Billy Horschel.
Yeah, you talk about two wins here, and you talk about being a horse for the course. Two wins here and four additional top tens for Rory McIlroy at Eastlake. I really think that you could make an argument that he and Schauffele are the two biggest form horses in this field. Rory, of course, he drives it long and straight, excellent on approach, excellent on the par fours. He's also won at some of the correlated courses, TPC Sawgrass and the Summit Club here in Las Vegas. The bad news, of course, he will be six shots off the pace heading into day one, but that was my cutoff point. I didn't want to go any further away from the lead than that, but I will ride with Rory here again. He did cash a top 10 finish for me last week at the BMW, where he gained strokes everywhere except with the putter. So if the putter can heat up this week, he may just get us home. And then two full tournament head-to-head matchups again with starting strokes. I took McIlroy minus 130 over John Rahm. He starts the tournament one shot ahead of John Rahm. And then I took Matthew Fitzpatrick plus 115 over Justin Thomas. Thomas really hasn't been in great form.
No.
Going back all the way to the Scottish Open, even the U.S. Open where he finished 37th, they will both start at not even par, but they are on an even ledger here. They are both starting the Tour Championship at minus three.
Yeah, so look, a very good-looking card. Obviously, you can't go too short necessarily or too long necessarily this week with only now 29 players in the field. But somebody is going to win the FedEx Cup, and somebody is going to win $18 million.
Sounds like a good weekend to me. That is going to do it for this week's edition of Long Shots. No show next week. We've got the week off for college football and Labor Day weekend. Enjoy the Tour Championship, everybody. Thank you for tuning in from all of us at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.